Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Today, we have a very special show. It's all about ritual. Before we have our wonderful guest, Mara Branscombe, talk about how ritual heals, I would love to tell you a little bit about what I researched about rituals. They're good for so many things. The first thing rituals do is they serve as a bridge between our inner and outer world. We have an inner life, our self-talk, how we think about the world, and an outer life. And these objects and these rituals help connect the two. So we are more coherent and cohesive between our inner and our outer worlds. Rituals give us a sense of belonging. If we do a ritual in community, in a group, whether that be at our religious place, temple, a yoga studio, community center, an exercise class, these are all things that connect us to other people. So rituals bring community. And you know what I love to say, community builds immunity. Rituals connect us to nature and the seasons. So the seasons have a rhythm, they have a cycle. And when we feel connected to a rhythm and a cycle, we feel more whole and like that our lives have more meaning. So we are connected to the seasons as we celebrate them through ritual. And that's why we have different holidays for every season. Rituals give us a sense of renewal. So the theme of this show is we're taking you from burned out, overwhelmed, drained, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And rituals help renew the spirit. They renew the body. I know one of my favorite rituals is just taking a bubble bath or just taking a break and doing some prayer meditation. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can set up a ritual that works for you when we have our guest Mara come on. Rituals provide an ongoing way to structure our lives. So we talk a lot about on the show, a morning practice. Having a morning ritual is something that has really changed and enriched my life. I have been doing this abundance journal practice for year after year, decades. And this abundance journal is a way where I shift my paradigm from negative to positive
And it's just an incredible tool. So if anybody here is listening and wants my abundance journal prompts, I will give that as a gift. This morning ritual, drinking lemon water, drinking my collagen, doing my abundance journal, having a few moments of prayer and meditation have absolutely shaped my life. And it's given me structure. So no matter what's going on in my life, I know that I'm going to be sitting in that chair doing my morning ritual. And it gives me a lot of confidence and a lot of grounding to start my day with a morning ritual. Rituals give us a way to connect with family, whether it's, you know, birthday party, weddings, even sad rituals like funerals and memorials, celebrating the holidays. These are ways that family can come together, gather around the table, gather around the living room and talk and connect. And for some families, if they didn't have these rituals and holidays, they probably would never see each other. So these rituals are great to keep family connected. Rituals help connect us to the divine. That is so important. I have 7 pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mental, social, financial. The number one pillar of abundance is spirituality. If we are connected to the divine, anything and everything is possible because we tap into this amazing force, this strength, the universe, God, Buddha, Allah, Jesus, whatever you want to call that. Supernatural, that's going to carry us through our days and give us the faith and the power to have this beautiful life. So it's so important that rituals are a way to connect us to the divine, whatever that is, whether that's lighting a candle, burning incense, burning a Palo Santo stick, doing yoga, meditation, prayer, actually going to a church, going to a temple, whatever way you connect to the divine is great. And I like to say that all roads lead to Rome, which is the divine. So however you feel that sense of power that loves you and takes care of you and wants the best for you, that is great. And rituals help connect you to that. Rituals mark rites of passage. So we have major rituals in life, like bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and baptisms and weddings and all these different milestones, anniversary celebrations. And these are big milestones. First, your first job, your retirement party. There's so many ways that rituals mark these major transitions in life. And these transitions are a big deal. They deserve to be celebrated and they deserve to be recognized. So having ritual celebrates these big life milestones. Rituals provide the tools to co-create in our life. So we do get to co-create with the divine. We're not just like a bob on the ocean, a cork on the ocean, just flailing around and at the whim. We can actually co-create with the divine when we tap into these rituals that help us feel our support and connection to the divine. So like I said, whatever that ritual is, whether it's prayer, meditation, yoga, traditional temple, church, whatever it is, ways that we can connect to the divine through all these different things are going to help us feel power and we'll be able to co-create in our life through the law of attraction. We'll be able to be conscious about what we want to attract in life and have the divine to help us to manifest it. So I'm so excited. When we come back from our commercial break, we have a really special guest. Her name is Mara Branscombe, and she is an expert in rituals, all kinds of rituals. She actually just wrote a book about rituals. She's going to be telling us all kinds of great ways to heal our lives, to celebrate our lives through rituals after the commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we are live at the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on the VBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we are live at the Bold Brave TV network. Today, we're talking to our guest, Mara Branscombe, about the importance of ritual. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. So Mara is a mother, a writer, a yogi, an artist, a teacher, and a mindfulness leader. She's a ceremonialist and a spiritual coach. She is passionate about weaving mindfulness, self-care, creativity, and earth-based rituals into life and work. She is the author of the newly published book, Ritual as Remedy, Embodied Practices for Soul Care. Welcome to the show, Mara.
Thank you for having me.
So great to have you here. So tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get into this kind of work?
Yeah, great question. Well, I was blessed to come at it early in life through a best friend. I grew up in a very traditional, conservative, middle-class home. And, you know, we didn't have a religious or spiritual background. One thing that I always had that was so dear to me was nature. So I was very, very connected as a child to nature. We spent 2 months every summer in a cabin on a lake. Both my parents were teachers, so we were able to do that. When I was 16, I had the opportunity to do my first full moon fire ceremony, and it blew my mind. And it was through my best friend's mother who was leading this. So that's like really the seed at that very formative time in my life. I felt like I was home. I felt like I was in good company. And so from that, you know, I catered my life really to follow these paths. I went to India for a year to study yoga. I studied shamanism. I've studied the Celtic pagan wheel of the year, the Peruvian shamanic wheel of the year. And so really I followed that line. And then naturally, as I have roots in teaching, it's continued to come through in that way.
So would you call yourself a modern mystic?
Well, you know what? I feel like I would love to share that the modern mystic is really, you know, how can we be a good person on the planet at this time? To me, that's a modern mystic, you know, or call it what you want. But yes, I feel that if we rise to the occasion and practice our daily gratitudes and, you know, all the work that you bring, Rebecca, into the world, all of that, and we steady and ground and anchor ourselves, then we can create the life that we want. We can walk the dream.
I love what the Dalai Lama says. My religion is simple. My religion is kindness. I mean, I feel like that's the common denominator in all the different paths that you've studied.
Yes, yes. And being present, mindful, and shifting the paradigm. Now, that's something you said in your intro that is very powerful to the work also that I do on a daily basis is, you know, morning practice, or be at what time of day, but what is your current paradigm? What is that vibration currently running through you? Is it of negative energy or lack? Or is it, can we tune into a positive frequency of, you know, fullness and beauty and joy and love on a daily basis? And that's part of what the ritual practice does.
And I think that's a daily discipline, because the collective consciousness, the main feeling of the world, is fear-based, it's negativity, it's doom and gloom, ain't it awful? So to remove yourself from the matrix, as they say, and tap into love, beauty, joy, creativity, it does take a ritual. It does take a deliberate practice. Otherwise, we get sucked right back into the negative that's all around us.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to get sucked back into it. And I just wanted to share a quote by Gabrielle Roth. She's the creator, founder of Five Rhythms Ecstatic Dance. And she's passed now, but she's very, very powerful teacher in the world. And she says this: it takes discipline to be a free spirit.
I love that. That's a quotable. It takes discipline to be a free spirit. That's so true. Because you have to untether yourself in order to be free. And that practice of untethering to the negative that's around us is a discipline. That is beautiful. So I would love to ask you, I know that soul care is one of your words in your book. What is the difference in your opinion between self-care and soul care? Are they the same? Are they different? Is there a distinction? So I think she froze. I will tell you, in my opinion, self-care is more... Oh, you came back. You froze for a second. Okay. Did you hear the question? What is the difference between self-care and soul care?
Yeah, that's a great question. Can you hear me? Are we good
here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. The difference that I love that question, and this is my simple answer. I feel both are really important. Self-care, I would say, is when we go receive a massage or we get a manicure or a pedicure. Soul care, I believe, is when we do our own guided work, like our morning meditation, our morning prayer, or like when we, you know, step up to do our gratitude practice every morning. There's something that happens there on a deeper inner level. So if the initiation comes from within, I feel that has an energy of soul care. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if it's coming from without, manicure, pedicure, massage, facial, that self-care, if it's just pure inner work, that's soul care.
I believe they're equally important, and to navigate both, you know, often.
Yes. And I like to say self-care isn't selfish, but neither is soul care. Soul care isn't selfish.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because if we tend to our soul and we feel joyous and filled up, then we can show up at the family events, at that graduation, at that holiday party, and be of service and be full of joy rather than showing up depleted. When we show up depleted and we don't do our soul care, then it's not enjoyable for us or the people that surround us.
Exactly. And, you know, and when we show up depleted, we tend to gravitate to the things that are depleted or the things that are of lack or of negativity.
Right. That's when we'll pick up that drink or that cigarette or have a toxic conversation about someone because we're feeling depleted. So we can't hold a high vibration. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. That's good. So why are rituals essential to happiness, in your opinion?
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel, you know, as we've been speaking, that it gives us an anchor. It becomes like our inner compass, you know? So these rituals, and to me, a ritual is anything that's done with intention or consciousness. So we can make our habits holy. So we all have, you know, these habits and rituals that we do on a daily basis. When we start to attune to them and go, oh, I'm doing this every morning at the same time, why not bring more consciousness into it? And that's what I call making a habit holy, which is a ritual, which brings that. It's a steadiness, a happiness that may not exist necessarily if we pass it by. So if we wake up in the morning and we go straight to our phone, which is so easy to do, we all know that. It's harder to say, actually, I'm going to leave my phone for 10 minutes as I do my gratitude practice and I do my prayer, as I sip my tea or coffee in silence. And so that, you alluded to this as well. There's a confidence that it brings in us because we have shown up for ourselves. Therefore, we've fed ourselves. Therefore, we don't need to have it be so external. We don't need to get it from external sources as much.
How is having a hot drink in the morning a beautiful ritual? I know it is all over Western society. People have coffee and tea, but they don't make it a ritual. So can you give us an example of how we could make something so simple that's intrinsic to our day, like having our morning cup of caffeine? How can we make that special?
I believe that if we can wake up a little bit earlier so that we give at ourselves at least 10 minutes of quiet time. So I don't turn on lights. I light candles when it's dark. I work with natural light and I commit to, you know, having those devices set aside. You can set it up the night before. You can have your candle, your journal, you can have your coffee or tea preset, and you sit and you receive. I go one step further. I call forward three gratitudes. I go one step further. I visualize my day going the way I want it to go. Even if it's going to be a challenging day, what I'm doing is I'm choosing to tune into the positivity inside of it. Like visualization is so powerful. So if you can see it, if you can see your day going the way you want it to go, you're going to feel it and then you're going to live it.
You know, that is such a great explanation of visualization because I feel like I've made it so complicated at times. Like, I have to visualize, you know, walking down a stream and then I see a garden and then I see a leprechaun and then I ask him like, what's going to happen? And like, I make it so complicated, but if I could just sit there with my hot beverage of coffee or tea and just, how do I want my day to go? How do I want to feel, right? That's more important because how we feel determines the type of day that we have. How do I want to feel today? That is a great way to set the tone for your day.
Excellent. And I go also, I'd like to offer one other question that I ask myself often is I say, what am I opening to today? What am I opening to? And when we're rhythmically and we're steady on this vibration that is taking care of ourselves, that we're showing up, what am I opening to today? It could be love, peace, joy. It could be ease, grace, letting go. It could be all of these things. And if we're quiet and we listen, that first impulse is going to fly right out of us. It's going to come right to us. We won't have to think about it because actually it comes from the center of our bodies as opposed to our mind. And that's really what a lot of the work I'm, you know, trying to, you know, put out into the world is less up in the mental capacity, more in the embodied center.
So is our true wisdom in our heart or our gut?
Great question. That's a great question. For me personally, I feel it comes from the gut and then it goes up to the heart, but there's this beautiful transfer from heart to gut and, you know, gut to mind and mind back to gut. And I think that the great question that we can all ask ourselves today is what is the difference between my anxiety and my intuition?
I was going to ask you that. So how does having this quiet time in the morning build our muscle of intuition? Because a lot of people can't hear their intuition, right? They're so busy with their phones and the news and the jingling and the jangling.
Yes.
How can they develop intuition as a muscle? That's the question.
By listening, by taking this, you know, you can start out with 5 minutes every morning and then it's going to feel so good. You want to build it to 10 minutes. Maybe you want to build it to 15. Some of us drop into a meditation practice. Some of us find it in nature. So I want to also bring that forward that all of us can access, you know, even if we live in a big city downtown, we can find a park. And that could be a daily practice is sitting on the park bench, watching nature, turning your phone off and simply listening and receiving and relaxing. That already sets the stage for you to be able to access your intuition, because you're less focused on the external and you're less focused perhaps on seeing all the things that are wrong in your life. And perhaps this is the bridge I feel between anxiety and intuition, is that it's this. Intuition doesn't come with a backstory. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to figure out, is that my intuition or is that my anxiety? Ask yourself, well, is there a backstory? And by that I mean, is there a story from the past associated with that thought, feeling, desire that wants to come forward? When it's clean and clear and it just presents itself, like I am ready to, you know, put this out into the world, that's most often your intuition going, sending you a message right now. When your voice says, but I'm not going to be good enough. I'm not going to be able to pull it off. No one's going to want it. No one's going to want to buy it. No one's going to want to listen to me. That's your anxiety.
That's a really nice distinction. Now, creating this space, this quiet time, what if somebody says, you know, Mara, I'm not a morning person. I have to get up really early to get to work or get my kids to school. Can they create an evening ritual or a lunchtime ritual and have the same benefits?
Absolutely. If you're disciplined enough to make it happen, that's the thing. Because, you know, once the day starts, we get really busy. But absolutely. I mean, I was there with my very young children. Now they're older. So I really cherish my early morning time and I wake up early to have that. And I miss it if I don't have it. Now, you could also make sure, you know, in your day, whether it's at lunchtime or the evening, and, you know, you schedule it in to your day, just like you would schedule a very important meeting. And so then you remember that discipline, you know, it takes discipline to be a free spirit. So there you go. That's it.
That quote reminds me of this quote. It took a lot of suffering to get this happy.
Yeah.
So I think that people on this path of being healers and coaches, you know, we are wanting to heal other people because we know what it's like to be on the other side and to feel that pain. And that's why we are so excited to bring you these tools and modalities like ritual. Mm-hmm. So speaking of ritual, how can one of our listeners say, okay, Mara, I get it. Ritual's important. Where do I start? Should I create an altar? Should I, you know, do a ceremony when I wash my hair? Like, what is just right. We've talked a lot about a morning practice. Any other ways that they could bring this into their daily lives and create more ritual and make it more peaceful and holy?
Mm-hmm. I love to bring in lighting a candle at mealtime.
Oh.
So it's, you know, it's really important. Who grows our food? Where do we get our food? Let's start to wake up to that and respect Mother Earth and honor the farmers and honor the animals if you do eat animal products. And to start to bring that reverence. Just as you would when you have a dinner party or you're celebrating a holy day and you're having your family over, but on a daily basis, you know, even if you don't keep the candle lit for too long, can you light a candle at mealtime? It reminds you perhaps how to slow down, how to really enjoy the food. We're so blessed to have such abundance in our lives. And I feel that the candle is a gesture that, for me anyway, it always brings me home inside my heart, really. Another great ritual is, you know, this is what I love to do, have the journal beside your bed at night. You write down all the things that, you know, you're releasing for the day. So that you can have, and then you're welcoming in. So you may have your journal, and you may be able to do this also just sitting upright before you go to bed or even before you read a book, is just like really honoring all the work that you did, honoring all the goodness that you put out in the world. Perhaps letting go of some parts that were a bit sticky or a bit low frequency or a bit of a low vibe. You know, like you had an argument with your partner, or, you know, you wanted to be a better parent in that moment. So you're really just say, and then you're just letting those things go. And then you say, my job is done for the day. Now may I rest peacefully. And so that's a ritual that you can do before you go to bed. And I'm sure if, you know, if we all did that for 7 days, you would notice a difference in how you slept.
That is a great, great thing. So a lot of people on this show talk about morning rituals, not as much evening rituals. Mm-hmm. So are there any other wind down rituals? Because mm-hmm. I feel like we're over caffeinated and overdoing mm-hmm. and just run. And a lot of people have a hard time just winding down, getting into that parasympathetic nervous system yeah. where they can have deep sleep. Are there any other rituals for just calming down before we get yes. ready for bed?
Yes. Well, I often like to have a warm shower or even a bath. And again, symbolic of releasing the day. And welcoming that in. So this is the difference between it, the act of doing it and the act of embodying it. So as you're having that shower, that nice warm shower before bed, you can literally say, okay, I'm releasing any energy that I may have taken on today. And that's powerful right there. And then mm-hmm. I would then lie on my yoga mat and do a few restorative stretches, a little child's pose, a little supine twist, and then, you know, work with some essential oils. I love working with lavender before bed. Lavender, you know, on the hands, on the temples, on the back of the neck, on the soles of the feet. And then one big rule for me that I like to live by is turning devices off at least 30 minutes before bedtime. So the desire to scroll on social media or whatever your thing is, if you can start to interrupt that pattern. And I take my devices out of the room.
That's smart.
Yeah, get them out of the room. And also it's symbolic. I mean, look at all the technology frequencies out there. Like I do feel they can interrupt us a little bit. So also if you're, you know, if some people wear their watches to bed, take that off. Go old school, get an alarm clock. I don't know what you can do, but you know, starting to just look at that and see how you feel. It's all an experiment of observation, really. It's like, how do you feel? How do you want to feel?
That's so challenging not to look at your cell phone. It's crazy how addicted we are just for the first, you know, 10 minutes in the morning and the last 30 minutes at night. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so challenging, but I do feel that that would definitely help me mm-hmm. unwind from my day a little bit. So I'm going to mm-hmm. employ that tip right there.
Yes.
So do you have any tips on creating an altar or like a holy area in your home to pray and meditate, to have your morning and evening practice?
Absolutely. Great question. I'm such a fan of the altar and I have many in my home. You may start with one. Very simply, you can think about it like the hearth or the center or the heart of your home. So you may choose some fresh flowers or a plant, something living, something from the earth to represent the element of earth. I always like to have, you know, in the water, representing the water either in a bowl of water that you can, you know, put a candle on, representing water, representing fire, representing air, could be also incense that you may want to burn, or perhaps a feather if you're doing a smoke clearing ritual. So really, it's if you're looking for a place to start, simply having a tray. I like to do a tray because you can move it around your house, like, you know, and you have the candle there, you have everything you need. You may have an oracle deck, you may have a deity, you may have a picture that inspires you or an affirmation. And the work in crystals, if that's what you're into, the work is to clean the altar every month. So this is one thing that we kind of forget when we have, you know, we can build up the dust on the altar. So I would suggest every new moon is in fact a time of new beginnings. So you can look at the farmer's almanac and you can put in your calendar new moon and full moon, two times a month, that we get to tap into the moon's cosmic energy. New moon is about new beginnings and setting your intentions for the whole month. Full moon is reflective of big energy, manifestation, putting stuff out into the world. The full moon also, what it does is it reflects back to you what's out of balance in your life. Because that's when all the drama and the triggers start to present themselves.
So what's your favorite moon of the year?
Oh, well, you know, I love the Virgo new moon because I am a Virgo, in fact, and that's in 2 days from now. So it's the time of, you know, where we go from summer into fall. And I love that season, the harvest, the abundance season. It's also, you know, that time, I think all of us can relate, where, you know, as a child, you were going back to school and you were, you know, it's like, it's really ingrained in us, it's really rhythmic. So I love the Virgo new moon for that.
So I got married recently on the winter solstice, 12/21/21. So tell us about,
Wonderful.
Thank you. Tell us about the power of the solstice and why is that so important to have a acknowledgement or a ceremony around the solstice?
So there's four times a year. There's two solstices and two equinoxes, right? So it's basically, if you think of the compass point of circle and north, south, east, west, that's essentially what we're working with. And it happens four times a year, and it's like a standstill moment in time. So, you know, it's bigger than we can even describe in a way. So winter solstice, shortest day, longest night. Summer solstice, longest day, shortest night. Spring equinox and fall equinox are that cosmic balance, like that equal day, equal night. So what happens when we honor these days, and they all have their own symbolism, is that we pay attention to something that is part of the divine, that is part of the sacred, the extraordinary. We pay attention to things that are beyond our own sense of ego, beyond the mundane of everyday life. So why not tap into that? In the ritual book that I wrote, I do give a description of each solstice and each equinox and, you know, what element it's connected to. It's really powerful work, and it's a way to then observe nature through a more vast lens. And I always say that, you know, nature is my religion. Nature is my teacher. And I honor it in that way.
That is so beautiful. So you mentioned the five elements and creating your altar. Can you tell us how the five elements can be transformative in your ritual that you create?
Absolutely. So I'll just give a basic rundown. So the element of air is, you know, we can look up and see the cloud formations in the sky. And then that moment where they move really quickly and the sun like bursts through, or the moment where the clouds become dense, we can work with our own energy like that. So let's say we are feeling like dense and heavy and that, you know, we can welcome in the vastness of the sky. The clear blue sky, as the Dalai Lama says, he says, allow the clear blue sky to, you know, to cleanse your mind. And we can imagine the mind being cluttered, and then we can imagine the mind being clear, like the clear blue sky. So that's always ready for us at any time. And the element of fire teaches us how to transform in a moment. So we can take that negative paradigm, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough, I'm not that enough, and go, whew, take it to the fire. Watch it burn before you. Use the power of visualization, imagination to do that. And then welcome in this new state, because you're not that. You are here and you are present, like the fire burning. And then the element of water is such a powerful teacher in how do we let go?
Mm-hmm.
How do we let go? How do we flow? How do we begin again? Yeah. And it's so powerful that. And water also teaches us about our own creative nature. And then we go to the element of earth for our grounding. One of the most important aspects, I believe, is how do we stay calm, connected to our body? How do we stay embodied, in fact, in our bodies, and not let our mind, when our mind is ruling the show, we're almost disassociated from our body and we almost become numb to it. And then we actually can't feel what's underneath of us. We cannot feel the abundance of the earth. But when we stay grounded and connected, we're walking on an abundant plane all day, every day.
That is so beautiful. And one of the things that I've really been enjoying is there's a yoga studio where I live in Los Angeles. They let you do yoga outside. Mm-hmm. And doing yoga outside, even though I have a mat between me and the ground, I feel so grounded. It helps get me out of my head and into my body. Yes. These have been so many ways to enhance your life through the beauty of ritual. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. This has been an incredible interview with author, teacher, ceremonialist, mother, wonderful person, Mara Branscombe. I know you're going to want to keep in touch with her and get this book. So what we're going to do is cut to a quick commercial break, and you are going to get her contact information when we come back from the commercial break. So don't go anywhere. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, and we are live on Bold Brave TV. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are taking you from burned out, overwhelmed, drained, depleted, exhausted to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are coming to you live from Bold Brave TV, and we're just finishing up an amazing interview with our guest, Mara Branscombe. So, Mara, any parting words to share with our listeners about how ritual heals? What can they do today to start embodying some of the wonderful practices that you just described on the show?
Sure. I always love to say lean into what feels good and natural for you. We're all individual. We're all unique. We all have different interests. So whatever is, you know, whatever brings you lasting joy, I feel is where you want to place your attention and commit to that. And if it's okay, I just wanted to read a very short sentence from the book that I feel really, it really holds the message of, you know, how the ritual life then affects not only our life, but those around us. Strong spine, wild heart, rooted presence, rising spirit. When we anchor inside the cosmic web of our own signature essence, we support not only our own personal evolution, but that of everyone else around us.
Beautiful. Wow, this book sounds amazing. I'm so excited to get my hands on it. How can people find the book?
The book has its own site, ritualasremedy.com. Very easy. Ritualasremedy.com. You can buy it wherever you buy your books.
Ritualasremedy.com. And how do we keep in touch with you on social media? Where are you?
Yeah, it's just my name, Mara Branscombe. So I'm on Instagram, Mara Branscombe, and you can find me there. I post lots of content there.
Awesome. Well, it's been an amazing interview. I was just saying during the commercial break, I would have had this conversation with you at the local coffee shop. Mm-hmm. It's just, we're so aligned. And I really love that you are bringing ritual to the world and making people honor everything. You know, everything is so sacred and we just take it for granted, from having running water to having, like you said, meals. Somebody had to farm that and tend to the crops and cut the vegetables and the plants and then load it in the truck and put the truck, mm-hmm. you know, get the truck to the grocery store and find a parking spot. I mean, there's just so many things that in our head in this fast-paced society, we just buzz through life going so fast and we don't take advantage of these beautiful moments that can be just really honored. And they're just going to enrich our life so much when we just slow down and incorporate these rituals. So I can't wait to read your book and see how I can incorporate more of these sacred ceremonial rituals in my life. Thank you for writing the book and sharing all your wisdom with the world. And thank you so much for being our honored guest on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. It was great to get to know you better.
You too, Rebecca. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Well, everyone, this has been another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And I hope that you will start incorporating some more ritual and ceremony in your life and celebrating our one beautiful, precious life, where every single day is a gift. Even if it's a dark, sad, depressed day, even if there's a crazy day, there's craziness going in the world. But you know what? We're above ground. And that alone should be celebrated. We get to be here. We don't have to be here. We get to be here. It's a privilege. So I would love to share with you some of the up and coming things in my world. I am having a free masterclass for any of our listeners. It's called Create Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. And it's 5 simple shifts you can make to create your six-figure side hustle. I don't want you to live to work. I want you to work to live. You get to use these principles and have an abundant life without working 60 to 80 hours a week. It's all about having balance in the 7 pillars of abundance. So I'm going to teach you how to do that for free in a 45-minute masterclass. Go to the Linktree link in the show notes, and that will take you right to this masterclass called the 5 Simple Shifts to Creating Your Six-Figure Side Hustle. I also want to offer you my abundance journal. Like I said in the beginning of the show, having this abundance journal has anchored me. It's helped me shift my paradigm from negative and fear-based to love and abundance-based. And I really feel that this abundance journal has created so many beautiful things in my life. And I want to share it with you. So if you want the abundance journal, make sure you message me abundance. If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, you can send me a DM on Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman and just write abundance and I'll go ahead and shoot you the abundance journal. The next thing is part of my morning ritual. I love waking up, drinking lemon water, and then I have this wonderful liquid collagen with superfoods. It really helps me feel just energetic. I feel like I'm aging in reverse. I really feel like I found the fountain of youth. It's awesome, high quality medical grade collagen. It goes right into your cells. And because you're a listener of the show, you are going to get a $10 off promo code. So again, go to the show notes, go to the Linktree link. You'll get your $10 off promo code. There's 2 types of collagen to drink in the morning. One is for anti-aging, joint health, skin, hair, nails, eyelashes, bones, everything that needs collagen. It's the number one protein in our body. And then there's a special collagen for fat loss. It's got plant-based CLA, so it's going to put your body in a state of fat-burning ketosis, and it comes in 5 yummy flavors. So make sure you check out that link and get that yummy collagen to start your morning. The next thing is, this is a live talk show, but it's also repurposed onto podcast platform. So if you're listening to the podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe. It really, really helps more people find out how to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And if you know anyone that is burned out, drained, not enjoying their life, maybe they don't have any hope or they feel stuck, share this podcast with them. We have over 100 episodes of amazing interviews where people like Mara are giving practical tips, tools, strategies, sharing their aha moments and epiphanies on how people can have a happier, more abundant, awesome life. So please share this podcast with your friends. That's how the word gets out. And why not have another friend who's happy, balanced, beautiful, and abundant with you? And finally, save the date for next week. We do this podcast live on the Balance Beautiful and Abundant, Balance and the Bold Brave Network every single week, Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So go ahead and create a recurring event in your calendar so you can be with us live every single week. Find out about what's happening, how you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant right as the shows come out. You're even allowed to call in and ask the speakers questions when you listen live. So we're more than happy to take questions. I am so grateful that you listen to this show. I love my listeners. It's such an honor and a privilege to serve you. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I am here to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We are live at the Bold Brave TV network. We'll see you here next week at the same time. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all seven aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Like it's holding, living my life like it's holding.